Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy, brought to you on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say. The world is shrinking. We're all in this together. Log on blogtalkradio.com to hear the show. You're invited to call in 347-637-3789. And today's topic subject, matter of discussion, the joy of wanting less. Let's really think about that, the joy of wanting less. And then on the other side of the coin that we flipped over, will more ever be enough? Can you live in the moment? If you're living in the moment, you could feel the energy, a sense of freedom and renewal. It could happen and will happen when you decide to let go of all that stuff. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Weigh in. You know, people are hoarders. People collect things. People save things. People live in the past. You know, it's all choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. And if that's what you want to do, look, I'm pro-choice. Do whatever you want. It's not going to affect me, but it will affect you. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And you could log on simply ageless.net or kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. But today's show, my message, and other people's take on the joy of wanting less is vital. When I was on the Oprah show, Are You Afraid of Aging, in 1996, I got myself on the show. Yeah, I did ask to visit with her microphone. And there was a lady that had to do with the outfit you wear, the jewelry you wear, I don't know. And I'm going, oy, oy, many. And that in Croatian is, oy, oy, oh, please spare me. Why do women, stop it? Why do you get that little girl voice? I was down on the lower level because I was going to be a speaker. And you heard this before, but it bears repeating. Oprah, Oprah. So Oprah asked her to come down. And lo and behold, she stops right where I'm sitting. And Oprah said, what do we do for you? And the lady went, and she was dressed in a navy blue pantsuit, very nice, short hair, and she had loop earrings. And she appeared to be in her 60s, I can't be sure. Well, Oprah, I just wondered if it's okay at my age to wear loop earrings. I said, may I? Oprah, may I have the microphone? And she gave it to me. And I looked at that lady, and I said, why do you care what other people think of you? You don't think it's appropriate? Then why did you wear them? It's your choice. And if you're not comfortable with it, why did you wear them? And she just kind of looked at me. And I said, look, there are two things that you have to remember. Never waste an entrance or an exit, and never apologize for what you're wearing. Now, what has that got to do with today's show? The joy of wanting less? How many outfits can you have? How many earrings can you have? Live in the moment. Feel the energy of a sense of freedom and renewal. It could and will happen when you decide to let go of all that stuff. And while I was talking with her, then I went down on the floor and I addressed the audience for 20 minutes. Quite an experience. It occurred to me when I was being driven home in this enormous limo that could handle 25 people. Oprah does things in style. I started to think about all the stuff that I've been carrying around. But I did clean house. Now, you do know that I come from the world of haute couture, high fashion, worldwide. And at one point in my career, I had, I'm not exaggerating, 50 outfits. Each one had a hat, jewelry, gloves, purse, and shoes. I went home and I threw over, I got rid of it all. I kept 6 basic outfits. They're all black, and I still have them today. Now, most people, knowing that I come from the world of haute couture and high fashion, would think, oh man, she's got a lavish wardrobe. No, I don't. When I got rid of that stuff, oh, how freeing it was. And my brain just opened up and my life opened up and said, what took you so long? Now with my basics, I accessorize with a scarf or jewelry. That's it. 50 pair of shoes. And the reality is, you can only wear one outfit. You can only drive one car. You can only live in one house. You could only take one vacation. So, what is this obsession with wanting more? You know, this is your life. It is not a dress rehearsal. Time is life. And there's a place that you're to fill. If not you, who will? There is, it was in the paper the other day, there's a very, very wealthy billionaire in the state of Illinois. You know, don't take any of this personally. You could do whatever you want with your money and your possessions. But there is a joy in wanting less because you live in the moment. I'm looking out over the pond now, and the weeping willows are just gently breezing. And it's a beautiful day in Chicago. This man lives in a multi-million dollar apartment in Chicago. But he's also building or buying another apartment, something or other, $30 million plus. I don't have a problem with that. That's his money. What I'd like to do is get inside his brain and see what happiness and joy it brings to them. Now, I do remember at one point there was a lady who, she and her husband won the lottery or whatever. And she was asked, now that you have more than you ever dreamed of, how does it feel? And I just loved her response. She said, well, first of all, not much is going to change. The only thing that will change, if we want to repave the driveway, we don't have to budget for it, we have it. If we have to fix the roof, we don't have to budget for it. We have the money. Did it ever occur to you that when you downsize, your brain is going to get rid of all of that clutter, clutter, clutter. And you may get epiphanies. You may get an epiphany. Now the tide goes out, the tide comes in. And please remember, life responds to your outlook. So right now, look in the mirror. Take inventory. What are you hanging on to? Clothes from another era? Oh, by the way, Bob and Rhea are coming in the early part of September, and the first week or two of September will be devoted to the labor movement. But I'm telling you, honey, how many sets of dinnerware do you need? How many sets of flatware do you need? Artifacts that scream of the past. Maybe one or two that mean something to you, but pass it on. While holding on to that stuff, maybe you'll have an epiphany. God, I'm sick of all this crap. And once you become connected with, I just want to be free, the journey of freedom begins. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And this segues into the power of present stress busters, laugh your way to health. But I got my book out, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, and it's secret number 9. So, you know what? We don't think enough of ourselves. We're always wondering about what other people think of us when they, in retaliation, are thinking, well, what does she think of me? The only one that matters is me, myself, and I. The Silver Fox and I are going to have a clearing process. Oh, this evening when we sit on the lanai and we have our cocktails, very mild, my goddess and his Adonis drink. If you truly want to get rid of that stuff and you want to be powerful, live in the now, right now, with self-acceptance. Just the way you are right now, not in the future. Self-esteem is your relationship with yourself. What is the quality of your self-talk? So on and so forth. Did you know our self-esteem determines the career we choose, our mate, income we earn, our lifestyle, the friends we have, the treatment we receive from people, and the quality of our health is all determined by our acceptance of self in a positive way right now. This has everything to do with you hanging onto your stuff. Are you hanging on to self-talk that is toxic, negative? Can you see yourself as a unique person? Enhance your personal power. Life is happening to us. It's happening from us. Self-image, how do you see yourself? This has to do with the joy of wanting less. Are you comparing and competing? I'm talking about archaic self-talk, habits that you've gotten into. Do you really think that people will love you or respect you more because you're driving a bigger or better car? Do you live by comparison in the outer world? If you do, you'll never be happy. Remember, no matter how much you earn, someone is going to earn more. So what are you doing to yourself? Now, when I say get rid of the stuff, it's not only the tangible stuff, the stuff that you could touch, like my outfits, my shoes, what's going on in your brain? Can you accept you just the way you are. You don't need all that baggage, all that stuff, because it's inhibiting the evolution of the authentic you. When you don't measure up and don't feel good about yourself, every critical word or feeling sticks to you. How important is your self-image? It often results in pain and disappointment. Self-concept. Conceptualizing you, bringing it all together. Do you like what you see in your mind's eye? Are you the person you want to be? Do you dance to your drummer and only your drummer? You see, no one else really cares about you. No, they don't. They want to know what you're thinking about them. So, what's the first step? What is the first step? Do you want to start in your garage? You see, I wanted to start in the brain. What do you think about you? Do you love yourself? On a scale of 1 to 10, did you grade yourself? You know, all week on Tuesday, we did Beauty at Any Age. On Wednesday, it was Drink to Your Health. Yesterday, experience joy without limits. Today, the joy of wanting less. Again, I want to say to this, you see, I'd like to get inside the brain of anyone. You've made a ton of money? Mazel tov. I salute you. Do what you want. But I would love to be that little fly on the wall in their quiet times. What are they thinking? Take inventory. What are you hanging on to? Not only the clothes and artifacts, but your thinking. Archaic, regretful thinking about the past. Look at it. Resolve it. Let it go. Aren't you sick of all that crap? And you want to know what? You're going to look younger. You're going to feel younger. Because once you become connected with, I just want to be free. The journey of freedom begins. I just want to be free. I want to experience less in my life so that I could move higher on the path of life without me dragging and holding on to all of that stuff. The springtime of life, winter, fall, spring, summer, I don't care what it is. It all starts with a thought in your brain. Are you moving higher on the path of life, which has no end? If you're not, then you're living your life according to the dictates of others. Life is not a dress rehearsal. You create your life. Your choices, do they resonate with who you are, your dreams, beliefs, not other dreams or beliefs? What do you want? What do you want? Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Get rid of the material stuff, the crap. But more important, clear your brain. The only place where your dreams become impossible is in your own thinking. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Live in the moment. Feel the energy, a sense of freedom and renewal. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by all my sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. If you want to find out on how you can be part of the terribly popular Live with Kathy Consortium, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and we'll make arrangements to talk. And if radio advertising. Radio, it's a not advertising, it is a marketing tool. We're going to market you. It's a learning curve for you. It's all about you. And if you don't want to participate, I delete you. Excuse me, I'm having a little sip of coffee. Ah, the best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. He makes, the Silver Fox makes the best coffee in the whole world. Do you want to be part of this exciting consortium, a learning curve? I don't know what your purpose is or your business, your service, your product. Let's find out. Let's find out. And the only way that we could do that is to talk. KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you by Manly Men Titanics, bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a better informed world. Impact continues to be proactive, and they just created their own webcast program called Impact TV. Log on impact-net.org. That is, they are the liaison with the contractors bridging them to iron workers. So log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of Trades. I'm here to elevate their position in the world today. I don't see them as blue-collar workers. I see them as artisans. They're creating the art, the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty. They're co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Ah, the 50-plus club. I worked out today. Oh, I had a Stairmaster, treadmill, the elliptical, cross training. You must lift weights. A working muscle consumes the same fat molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell. So in reality, they're competing for the same energy. By the way, check with your doctor first. I am not medical. They have a 50-plus club. The consortium is directed by Rika Cuff. Oh, she does a superb job. You don't have to be bored and lonely. But you do know it's your choice. Log on heparks.org. And then check with your park districts, your senior centers, libraries, and don't forget Toastmasters International. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. He'd be happy to walk you through a little issue with your taxes or your finances. And then rates are individually assessed if it goes beyond just a few little minutes on the phone. Or email ahtax@ameritech.net. Don't tell me that looks don't matter. Oh, yes, they do. Log on spaamazing.com, the world of Tua and beyond. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. You know, when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And I don't buy into this. At the age of 50, what, we're dead? We should be in God's waiting room. I'm moving higher and higher on the path of life. Come soar with me. I know Edith Mann, and Nam is author extraordinaire. Get her book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and extend your lifeline. Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, and Barnes & Noble. You got to get rid of the stuff in your life. Maybe it's the job that's creating the stuff that that's preventing you from moving on with your life. I didn't tell you to quit, but it can help you, though. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people today are becoming wealthy starting from nothing. Give me a call. Email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Oh, elder abuse, domestic abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Oh, yes, they will. Get rid of that. Don't ever, ever repeat that. Whatever the abuse is, it can be brutal, even deadly. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline number is 877-863-6338. And the national is 800-799-7233. Oh, con and scam artists. Ooh, I had an email yesterday from a scammer who told me that I just won an enormous prize. All I had to do was call them, give them my name, my address, and my telephone number. Well, I knew it was a scam. I immediately called the house, the company that I supposedly have won all of this vast amount of money. And the guy said, Miss Watson, just remember, when you win, we never ask for your telephone number. It's a scam. So I had to forward it to abuse at the company so that they would know who to get in touch with. And remember with the IRS, they will never, ever call you. Oh, Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. The PSAs have been brought to you by the contributing authors and choices, Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Schmidt, Kathy Watson, In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Puttrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister, and many others. We're all here to help you. The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and then click on all of the dates. It just may change your life. The joy of wanting less. Clutter isn't just the stuff in your closet. It's anything that gets between you and the life that you want to be living. Whether it's your home, in your head, in your heart, or on your hips. Peter Walsh. So Ernest Holmes says, so today is the time in which we should cut loose from the threads of previous experiences, wherever they were negative, and deliberately make up our minds that we shall no longer create our future out of the old past. Listen to me, darlings. When you clean out your upstairs, meaning your brain, you're uncluttering your minds. You get to let go of things that no longer support who we want to become. When you do that, you open up space for the things you can. You live in the moment. Feel the energy, a sense of freedom and renewal. This is your life. Don't you want to be free as a bird? And didn't I say earlier, you could only drive one car? You could only live in one house? I'd like to get into the minds of all of these people that need all of these possessions. The joy of wanting less across the country. Many are downsizing their homes and their lives to find a sense of freedom and renewal. And that is my wish for you, wanting The Joy of Wanting Less. Until next week, au revoir.